a little bit Best of the Who for one of the best coaches ever. Coach Q loves the Who. That's where I shut up and Pete Townsend takes over.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint, not just a restaurant. That's a way of life. Let's go to Coach Q now. And Coach Pinball Wizard, where does it rank on your favorites?
It's one of their better songs, you know. I think it's that album is a tremendous album. I mean, there's a lot of songs that they don't even play that get a similar ring to it that get your attention. But you hear that song, I think of the whole Tommy album, and it's between that and Quadrophenia, it's good as it gets.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this. What's your favorite Who song all time?
I'm going to say Bubba O'Reilly. Maybe
there you go. Roger Daltrey is here. He has hockey questions, but we'll get those in a second. Line change tonight with the kid?
We're going to move a couple pieces around here. We'll see, maybe make one guy on each line adjust to it and then see how it goes. I know the last 7 games we haven't generated a ton of offense, and this will shake things up and against a team that is very stingy, and we know it's going to be a tight and tough game. So a little adjustment will help.
Yeah, and again, it's Nashville tonight and on the road for Colorado tomorrow night. As always, every minute of Hawks action is here. So DeBrinket, has he still got to put on some weight? Is he working on that? Is he strong enough to play in this league every day?
That was a concern when we came into training camp. I mean, let's watch and see how he handles playing against stronger, bigger guys. And immediately he looks like he belongs. His pace is fast enough. He's quick enough. He sees plays. He's confident with the puck. He can take a hit. That's the area where we want to see, sustaining it over long term in the tight areas, coming up with loose pucks and then fighting through coverage is something that he hasn't shown that he can't do it. I think that's been a very positive start to his season. And we like the fact that not just the way he sees and makes plays, but I think the way he plays without the puck, very responsible going around the right areas. And no matter what situation is, he finds his nose in the puck area, which is good.
Is there any reluctance ever, Joel, when you change lines, when you're splitting up guys who have played together for a long time, and or at least for the first 10 games of the season, whatever it is, maybe you're thinking, what if it doesn't click? What if things don't work with these changes?
Well, we always give it the benefit of the doubt. We could have been visiting this 3 or 4 games ago, and I think we keep going, and you're close, you're there. It's okay, let's go a little bit longer. And last game it gave us an opportunity to say, hey, let's mix it up here a little bit and go from there. But these changes can easily last, could be short term, could be long term, but over the course of the season you get to find out just about everybody with anybody, and so you got a better idea as you go along here. But changing the lines, tweaking them just a tiny bit in this situation is something that we do regularly.
Is it kind of the same thought process with changing your defensive pairings?
D pairings, kind of. I think that we get some, they get a little bit more predictable with one another. We're looking to see if maybe the changes can give us a different look, whether there's more offense from the pair, whether there's more gap tightness from the pair, defensively predictable. You're probably looking for different things, but expecting better results or more productivity is probably at the end of the day what you're looking for.
Who's that bigger pain in your butt, Forsberg or Subban?
Well, Forsberg always plays well against us. Subban, last game they didn't have Josie and Ellis, and Subban played an unbelievable game against us. He's one of those defensemen that gives him some offense, but I thought he defended extremely well against us and had a good night. So we'll see. Both guys are going to play a lot, but Forsberg scores a lot of goals and seems to know how to score against us as well, so let's keep a close eye on him.
Heard a couple of geniuses in the hockey analysis world talking about Nashville's off to a slow start. It's over for Nashville. Let me tell you something. These guys are such a mosquito. They're such a pain. They're going to be around to bug us all year long.
Well, they're going to, you know, not just us. They're a good hockey team.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got a very good team, and you got, you know, as good as a defenseman in the league. And Ellis last year probably was, you know, very deserving to be the best defenseman and throughout the playoffs. And when he returns, that's only going to be a big piece for them. But they, you know, they're a team that works hard. They're fast. They're quick. They got an excellent defense, and they got a good goaltender. So they got all the right pieces. We expect Nashville definitely to be around all year.
Yeah, if you remember, they were fourth in the Central last year, and ended up. We know what happened after that.
I don't know why you brought that up, Dave. I was in a good mood until you brought that up.
No, well, I was telling you they got to the final. Was my point, Steve? We talked to Lance Boma yesterday. What impact has he had through the first 10 games?
I think he's added a nice element to our team. I think he gives us some grit, some size, some toughness, hard to play against. And that whole line's kind of taken on that identity of, you know, puck possession, heavy line, and offensive zone shifts, and keep the other team's head up. And that kind of a change from our routine of four lines being all kind of comparable, having a more of a purpose line. But he definitely brings that ingredient, comes ready to play and competes hard.
Colorado tomorrow night, back-to-back games. Who's in goal tomorrow night, or is it too early to tell?
Too early.
All right, and give me 30 seconds.
But you know the trend.
Yes, we do. My powers of deduction are superb. And give me 30 seconds on Colorado for fans listening tomorrow night.
Gotten off to a good start, off a terrible year last year. Mm-hmm. More skill and speed than you think. You got to be ready to play them, kind of like I would say the same approach that we needed against Vegas. So they're going to be they're a fast team. They played Vegas this afternoon too, so it'll be a good test for us tomorrow. You know, I'm only worrying about tonight.
Yeah,
today.
Well, that's your job. My job is to worry about all of them. Coach, have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
All right, you too.
Thanks.